You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Okay, let's do this by the book. Step one, introduce yourself to the male in a calm, reassuring tone.
Hello. I was here a couple of days ago as an observer, but this will be my first breeding session. The other girls in my family didn't pass the tests. This year they've gotten much more strict with the genetic requirement. I think they're hoping to fix the male shortage by selective breeding. My mother had 14 pregnancies. 10 of them were boys, but none of them made it to term. So I guess they think I have a higher chance of making another boy for the colony. I guess I'll do my part. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous. This is my first time, other than fooling around a little with some of my classmates, but obviously never with a male. Anyway, I should just try to stick to the instructions or I'll never get this done. Step two, initiate physical contact in a non-threatening manner, such as touching the shoulder or chest. I can do that. Here, can I touch your chest? I'd hold your hand, but I don't have the key that removes those cuffs. Step three, the male must stay hydrated. Offer water periodically. Are you thirsty right now? No? I'll put it on the floor nearby. Okay, next step. Using the provided key, remove the lock and cage from the male's genitals. This must be done before attempting to sexually arouse the male, or it may cause physical pain. Okay, this is where it gets weird, right? Is that normal? I mean, I've never actually seen one up close.